दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually launched the National IED Data Management System, NIDMS, marking a significant step towards strengthening the country's counter-IED and internal security architecture. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that inter-agency coordination will also be much better with the launch of the new system. He said it will be a very effective way of delivering the right information at the right time and in the right place. Developed by the National Security Guard, or NSG, the NIDMS is a secure national-level digital platform aimed at enabling the systematic collection, collation and dissemination of data related to improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Mr. Shah underlined that in the coming times, the National IED Data Management System will serve as a new protective shield by providing data for analysis during investigation of terrorist incidents across the country.
जो डेटाबेस है बम विस्फोटों का.
नेशनल सिक्योरिटी गार्ड पोजेसेस अ डेटाबेस ऑफ बम एक्सप्लोजन व्हिच कंटेन्स ऑल बम रिलेटेड डेटा सिंस 1999. नाउ पुलिस फोर्सेस अक्रॉस द एंटायर कंट्री विल बी एबल टू एक्सेस द क्वालिटेटिव एनालिसिस ऑफ पैटर्न्स, मोडस ऑपरेंडी एंड एक्सप्लोसिव यूज्ड इन द कमिंग डेज थ्रू दिस डेटा.
देश भर की पुलिस उपलब्ध कर पाएगी.
In a fresh setback to Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members, a Delhi court today framed charges against the accused in the alleged Railways Land for Jobs corruption case being probed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Rouse Avenue Court passed the order holding that a prima facie case of corruption, cheating and criminal conspiracy is made out against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, sons Tejasvi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, daughters Meesa Bharti and Hema Yadav and several others accused. The court, paving the way for the trial, framed charges against Lalu Prasad Yadav under sections of Prevention of Corruption Act 1988 along with other offences. The court held that the central agency's charge sheet, prima facie, shows that close associates of Lalu Prasad Yadav facilitated the acquisition of land in lieu of jobs in the railways across different parts of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on President of France Emmanuel Macron in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar deeply appreciated his perspectives on contemporary global developments and positive sentiments for the strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister also addressed the Ambassador's Conference on France of France, where he underlined the contemporary global shifts driven by trade, finance, technology, energy, resources and connectivity. Iran has imposed a near-total nationwide internet blackout as anti-government protests enter their 13th day and spread across all 31 provinces. Monitoring group NetBlock said connectivity across the country dropped sharply on the evening of January 8 and to the 9th morning, with mobile phone services also severely disrupted. Rights groups report at least 45 protesters have been killed since the unrest began on 28th of December, including children, with more than 2,200 people arrested. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today launched Creators Corner in New Delhi. The initiative, launched by Prasar Bharati, aims to showcase and promote creative content across digital platforms. Addressing the event, Mr. Vaishnav said that the government's target is to connect 1 crore youth to the creators' economy. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended over 0.7% down today, extending their losing streak to a fifth straight session. Both indices opened with mild losses and continued to trade on a bearish note throughout the trading session. The Sensex shed 605 points to close at 83,576, while the Nifty dropped 194 points to settle at 25,683. India's star shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the semi-finals of the 2026 Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu won the first game 21-11 when her Japanese opponent, world number 3 Akane Yamaguchi, retired after 12 minutes of play. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will next face either Indonesia's six-seeded Putri Kusuma Vardhani or second-seed Chinese Wang Ziyi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.